Can rebranding really shake off a bad reputation? And what happens when it doesn't work? Paul Hitchens is the founder of Verve Brand Consultancy. He's written books on this very subject. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Can a change of name really change a reputation?
It's part of the process, and it's the big statement that says a change has happened. And from this point on, now people are going to start waiting to see if that change is there. They're going to start measuring it. But you need, you know, a clean sheet, you know, a stake in the ground that says from this moment on, it's out with the old and in with the new. And so it's one of the best ways of communicating change.
And can that work internally as well? I mean, we'll talk about how people perceive Stafford particularly. But with the staff as well, if you say we are no longer called this, we are now called that and have a different outlook, does that help change their ways of thinking and their behaviours?
Well, you've got to fight cynicism, you've got to fight worry and concern. People will be thinking, if there's a change of name, who do I work for? So you've got to communicate these ideas very clearly. And the most important thing is that there's a real behaviour change, not just an identity or a change of colour or logo, but it's actually something heart and soul within the organisation. So you've really got to communicate that through leadership, just make your values very clear. The values would then dictate the behaviour of the organisation. Behaviours form the culture, and the culture would deliver the performance that would then tell the outside world that this change has been effective.
They've taken out all mention of Stafford from the two major hospitals in this part of the county. How significant is that?
I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to, you know, really raise the, you know, the emotions of a lot of people, because you start, you know, when you go through a name change, particularly for a geographic region, you know, then it becomes highly politically, you know, charged and sensitive. So people are going to feel, well, are we being, you know, properly represented here? So this sort of area is always going to be rather sensitive.
And we've seen it locally because Britannia Building Society is based in Leek in the Staffordshire Moorlands, and as part of their merger, as they put it, with the co-op, they're now all co-ops, and lots of people didn't like that idea either.
No, and I think, of course, you know, I think it's a natural human characteristic to be concerned and about change. You know, a few people really enjoy change, and it's often that you've really got to get onto the next stage to deliver on the new product, the new service, you know, the new style, the way that things are going to be done. And if there hasn't been any real change, if there hasn't been an improvement, then of course those concerns would be you know, well founded, and will raise, you know, bigger issues later down the line. The most important thing is there's a real behaviour change rather than just an identity change, so that the image that the public have of the organisation improves, rather than just an identity change, which is how the organisation hopes the world will see them.
The issue, I suppose, for some is they'll still call it by the old name anyway. We haven't had the North Staffs Royal Infirmary for 4 years. It was
Absolutely. Knocked
down 4 years ago, and people still say, I'm going to the North Staffs. Or I'm going to the infirmary.
There will be that, I'm sure. And even, you know, on the high street, if there's a pub or a restaurant that you enjoy going to and you have fond memories of, you probably just refer to it by the old name for a long time. You know, there will be those sort of issues, and some people would take a little bit longer before they click into the new brand.
Paul, you're right there, because we've still got the MFI roundabout, and MFI disappeared years ago as well.
Exactly, and that, you know, the Hammersmith Odeon will always be the Hammersmith Odeon to me, no matter how many name changes it's gone through.
It's the Apollo this week, I think.
Yes.
There have been examples where it hasn't worked, and the one that springs to mind, I'm sure, for lots of us, was Consignia.
Yeah.
Was that because there was no change apparent other than the name? And everyone, you know, we'd had the name, it was Royal Mail, wasn't it? Because it went back to it. And you know, it's like, well, we know what that is. We know what it stands
exactly.
for.
Exactly. You have to make it clear, you know, that you stand for. What a brand really does, in essence, is a shortcut to meaning. It makes life so much easier. You know, you say a fond brand name, think of the brand that means the most to you, you know, and it means that you don't have to read the details. It's a shortcut to the experience. And so if people don't understand or are unfamiliar with the name, they're going to become confused. And particularly with Royal Mail, you know, there's a huge, I suppose, national pride, you know, and it resonates throughout the, you know, throughout the country. So that was one that was a huge, huge backlash. Rather like the British Airways when they've moved over to the ethnic tail art, you know, there was a huge backlash there because it was felt that there was a loss of the national identity that had been part of the flag-carrying airline. So some of these more nationally orientated branding decisions can be, you know, particularly sensitive, rather like the situation you have here with the sort of a local a feeling of pride.
Well, let me pick your brains on what they've gone for in terms of names. First of all, the inclusion of Royal in the Royal Stoke University Hospital. Yeah. Does that make us feel it's better in some way?
Well, you know, you're really putting up the expectations there, of course, because the minute you use a word like royal, it makes you think that this is going to be a premium, top-quality, best-in-class service. So, you know, with this new investment and the changes, they're really giving themselves a very high, you know, benchmark to achieve. So it's, you know, which is good. You should do. You should aim high. You know, of course, with the word like royal, there's a lot of connotations that come with it.
I can't imagine Republicans won't want to be treated there, though. And the county hospital, with no mention of the county, Stafford does market itself. If you drive into the town, you'll see the sign saying the county town. It is Staffordshire's county town, of course, but no mention of which county it refers to. Clearly a deliberate choice.
Well, I can't comment on that.
Well, they'd have put the name in if they'd wanted it in, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel generic. It does feel rather generic. And in fact, even the use of the word royal, you know, there's of course you know, a popular Sunday afternoon soap, isn't there? Drama, I think, called The Royal. So you know, they sound a little bit more generic in their choice, but also immediately familiar.
Really interesting talking to you. Thanks very much, Paul. If we went for a rebrand of The Breakfast Show, if we slipped the word royal in, would people think it was better?
They might sit up. Very carefully.
I don't want them sitting up, I want them standing up. That's what I want. Thank you, Paul. Really good to talk to you this morning. Paul
thank
Hitchens
you.
Is the founder of Verve Brand Consultancy and has written many books on brand management, including Successful Brand Management in a Week, which I shall read.